Take your holy book and turn to the 37th Psalm. The 37th Psalm. Look at verse 39. The 37th Psalm, verse 39 said, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in Him." I will preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on established in trust. Established in trust. Now, as we look at the scriptures we read in your hearing tonight, and it says, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord." We know that that's an absolute fact, absolutely, that there's no salvation outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He tells us that He is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father but by Him. So we know that the way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, if a man tries to go up any other way, he says a thief and a robber. He's trying to sneak his way in. But I will say tonight, you don't need to sneak your way in when He is the way in. Amen. He got, praise the Lord. Said He is our strength in a time of trouble. Amen. He said, when you have issues, when you have things going on, every one of us could use strengthening. Amen. Every day of our life, we have to have strength. We don't know what's going to happen to us tomorrow. We know what's happening right now, but we may not know what's going to happen to us a few minutes from now. But we know that God does. And He's promised, praise God, that He would be our strength in those times of trouble. When those times do come, when things come up against us, when things hit us that we never expected, I'm glad we've got somebody that we can call upon. I'm glad we got somebody that we need to have our trust rooted and grounded in, established in, so when that those times come, as Miss Geraldine always says, and they will come, that call will come, and we need to be ready, expected when it comes, and we need to be rooted and established and trusting in Jesus Christ our Savior. The help that He has for us to give to each and every one of us in those particular times. Now, your time, my time, different times may be different things, and we don't know what they are. But I'm glad it doesn't matter what they are. I'm glad He is sufficient for every need. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? It's the same as He talked about here with salvation. He's sufficient for every need. He's sufficient to save every old sinner. Now, it doesn't matter what sin you've committed, doesn't matter what sin I've committed, doesn't matter what sin somebody else has committed, He is sufficient to cover the sins, to forgive the sins of every sinner. Amen? That's the God I love. That's the God that cares for us enough, praise God, to die for us, to cover those sins. That's why I said He is, Lord Jesus, their strength in time of trouble. When you don't have no trouble, it seems like, praise God, that you just don't have no strength to stand, no strength to carry on. Praise God, I'm glad that He is, the Bible said that He is our strength in the time of trouble. Amen. He said the Lord shall help them. Amen. What's He going to do in time of trouble? What's He going to do when things are discouraged? What's He going to do when things ain't going the way that you think they ought to? The Bible says He's going to be your help. We have a helper, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. An ever-present help, the Bible says, in times of trouble. Said not only He'll be our help, but He said He'll deliver them. Amen? It doesn't matter what happens to us this side of eternity. Praise God. We are a winner. If you're a child today, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, received Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, you can just go ahead and claim it. You are a winner. Amen. Doesn't matter what happens to us here, praise God. We've got a destination called glory, and one day in a few minutes we're going to take off out of here and we're going to go be with the Lord, praise God, and so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. He said that is our strength in trouble. He said that is that help that we need. He said that is deliverance that comes down to where we are, and it picks us up out of all this mess of this world. Praise God. He puts our feet upon a solid foundation of Jesus Christ the Lord, and one day, praise the Lord, through that foundation, we're going to fly off into glory. Amen. You say, preacher, that just sounds like a fairy tale. No, I'll say, praise God, it's a whole lot better than a fairy tale. It's a real tale, because it's the truth of the Word of God. He said one of these days, He's going to call us out of here to be with Him. Praise God. He said, there's going to be a shout and a trump of God had come up hither, and we're going to go out of here, praise His name, whether by death or by the rapture. We're going to go out to see Him. He's going to help us. He's going to deliver us. He said, He's going to deliver them even from the wicked. Amen. God's got a good way of separating us out from the wicked. You know, we get saved, born again. There's what He's talking about. Salvation is of the righteous. Of the righteousness of the Lord. We get saved and born again. God begins to separate us out. Amen. Automatically, there's things that you might have used to have done, but you don't do them no more. You just don't feel right doing them. Amen. Hey, you know, we say we don't run on feelings, but I'm glad I can feel the Holy Ghost of God in my heart. I'm glad I can feel Him when He's redirected me away from some things and towards some things, praise God, that bring glory and honor to His blessed name. Amen. I like it that way. Amen. Praise God. And when we establish our trust in when we trust in Him, He makes that possible by coming to us. So He had delivered them from the wicked. He said, and save them. Amen? And save them. Do you notice there's a comma after wicked, and there's a comma after them. Amen? So now He said He'll help them, He'll deliver them. He'll deliver them from the wicked, and He'll save them. He said, when it's all said and done, praise God, God is in control, Lord Jesus Christ is in control, and they're going to save Him. He's going to save you. He's going to save me. He wants to save every one of us. He come to this world to save, seeking to save those that were lost. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, who was lost? Everybody was. Amen. Because of the fall, praise God, because of the lust of flesh and the pride of life, praise God, every one of us was lost without God. But Jesus come to seek and to save the lost and call them unto Himself, that where He is, there we may be also. Amen. Well, what a glorious day that's going to be. But He said He saved them. And why did He do it? He said, how did they do it? He said, because they trust in Him. Amen? If we are going to accomplish anything, if we're going to be anything for anybody, praise God, we're going to have to learn to trust in the Lord. Amen? Come on now. We're going to have to learn to trust in the Lord. So, well, Pastor Jeff, we trust the Lord, and we should. Because the Bible, all through the Bible, even though New Testament, it says that we should trust in the Lord. Now, that Old Testament word trust is equivalent to the same word that we use today for faith. Amen? In the Old Testament, it's full, a couple hundred times the Bible uses the word trust in the Old Testament. And when it's speaking about trust, He's speaking about our faith, that we should have faith in the Lord. And our faith should be not in Him, not in us, not in what we could do, not what we could accomplish, not what this world has to offer, but what God Almighty is able to do for me and you. Amen. He said we need to an established trust in the Lord. Amen. Because we don't know what's going to happen when fear comes along. Flip over a few books to Psalms 56. Psalms 56, verse number 1. The psalmist says this. He says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid. What, yes, I said, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. So here he says, when fears come, and said they will, he said, you'll get worried, frustrated, you'll get afraid because we don't know what lies ahead for us. But he said, when those fears come, he says, verse 34, he said, we need to just trust, praise God, in the truth. Just trust in what we know. If God said it, praise God, He meant it. And if God meant it and He said it, praise God, we can believe it. And what we do, He said, we just got to be established in that trust. Just believe God said it because He wanted us to know and He loves us and He cares for us and He's going to take care of us. Praise God, in one way or another, one day He's going to call us home to be with Him, that we're going to be with Him in His presence forever, because that's what His desire is. For you and me. We ought to be telling everywhere we go, because that's the desire that He has for our children and our grandchildren. Amen. That's the most important thing that we have. But look what he says in verse number 11. Verse number 11, he said, "In God have I put my trust." Well, verse number 10, he said, "In God will I praise His Word." Amen. There he's trusting in the Word again. "In the Lord will I praise His Word." So he said, "I'm putting my trust in the Word of God." He said, "God said it," and I believe I've said that ever since I've become a Christian. From Genesis to Revelation, God said it, and I believe it. Now, I'm not going to stand here tonight and tell you I understand all of it. None of us understands it all. Amen. Our little old finite mind won't comprehend the whole Word of God. But in pieces and fragments, we can piece it together so that we can know the Lord and so that we can believe what God says and trust in it. He said that's what it means to be established in trust or established in our faith, knowing that we can depend on Him. Amen? We can depend on the Lord, praise God, our Savior. He said, "In God," verse number 11, "have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." See, sometimes I wonder, just me, sometimes I wonder about Pastor Jeff. Can I get a witness? You say, "I wonder about you too, brother." Amen. Sometimes I wonder about me. I wonder, you know, couldn't you do better? Amen. Do you have enough faith to believe? Is your faith solid? You're rooted? Are you established in trust, in faith, in the Lord Jesus Christ? If certain situations come up, will you be able to handle? And I have to just say a definitive, no, I can't, but He can. My faith is in Him. I put my faith in that no matter what comes my way, praise God, He's able to handle it. And I'm in His hand. Jesus said that you're in the hand of the Father, covered by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit just breathes on you and keeps you and helps you, directs you in the path that you ought to go and helps you to walk therein. Amen. It doesn't get much better than that. So he said that we trust in the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we can't trust in the flesh because the flesh will rise up. He said we can't trust in the man because he said, "I will not be afraid what man can do to me." He said we can't be afraid of this world. We can't be afraid of the men of this world. We just have to put our trust in the Lord, praise God, and ask Him to help us, to keep us, and to watch over us, praise the Lord, because you can't watch everywhere all the time. Amen. We got to ask the Lord to help us. We ought to be praying for each other. That's why He said that we need to come together, even so tomorrow in these last days. Because we need to pray for each other that God will help us and watch over us and keep us safe and feed us and nurture us in the precious truth of the Word of God and help us to be established in the trust that we have for Him. Amen. There's wickedness all over this world that would just like to rain down upon us. But praise God, there's a God in heaven that's able to hold that back, even for His glory. Amen. So that man that we are, the world that we live in. Verse number 13, he said, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death." Amen. I was dead in my trespasses and sins. Ephesians chapter 2. Brother Bob, He come to where I was and saved me from that. Praise God. He said, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not that thou deliver my feet from falling?" Now, you get that? Think about that verse right there real carefully. He said, He delivered us from death. We were dead in our trespasses and sin, but Jesus, through the blood of Christ, praise God, He saved us from our sins. He delivered us from that death of sin. And He said, "The same one that delivers, praise God, my soul from death, hey, wilt thou not deliver my feet from falling?" He said, "Won't God, who saved me by His marvelous grace from that death of sin, praise God, pick me up and carry me through this world and help me not to do the things that bring disgrace to His name?" Amen. The same God, when we're established in trust, when we put our faith in Him, said He would keep us and draw us and carry us out of that darkness, praise God, and put us in that marvelous light, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. And He'll begin to shine on us, praise God, like He's never shined before. He said that I may walk before God in the light of the living. What is the light of the living? It's Him. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light of the living. In Him, there's no darkness at all. In Him, we don't have to stumble in darkness, praise God, because He's turned the light on for us. He is that light, Brother Kevin, that He shines forth to a lost and dying world, that we can see Christ. Praise His name. I'm glad it's that way today. Amen. Because when fear comes, when trouble, we need something that we can count on. And we can count on Lord Jesus Christ. If you back up to Elias chapter, Psalms 55, he says this in the last two verses before he goes into 56. He says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. Amen? He said, cast thy... He said, what's going on with you? What's your problems? What's your heartache? What's your anxiety? What's causing your nervous condition? Amen? What's upsetting you? Praise God. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He said, He'll bring you through it. He said, He'll bring you up out of it. I pray God, He'll carry and put you on the other side. Amen. I'm talking about establishing trust. I'm talking about putting our faith in the Lord. He said, He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. He said, He's going to stay with you, and He's going to help you to be faithful. He's going to help you to be consistent. He's going to help you to stand on that you claim you believe. Amen. We aren't just claim that we believe it, Brother Bob. We want to believe it. God said it, and we believe it, right? Amen. He said, but thou, O God, verse 23, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. Amen. He said, the wicked's going to come to an end. They think they're having a good time. They think they're living it up now. But He said, their days are numbered. He said, they're going to come to an end. He said, their days are going to be cut short. You know, I believe there's a whole lot of people that's sending away their day of grace today. I believe there's a whole lot of people that God's touched their heart. He's nudging them. He's trying to get them in, trying to convince them that they need Him. But they keep pushing back, saying, well, not right now. They's coming today. They'll send away their day of grace, and they won't be no more nudging. Amen. They won't be no more conviction. And they'll die lost without God and end up in the devil's hell. But praise God, I'm glad it's not that way. But He says, but I will trust in thee. Amen? He said, hey, listen, at that establishment of trust, praise God, He said, I'm going to put my faith in the Lord. He said, no matter what, he said, I'm just going to trust in the Lord. When wicked people are all around us, when things are going crazy, when the world is nuts, He said, we're just going to be established in the trust, in the Word, in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing else. The psalmist would say in 46:2, he said, therefore will not I fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And when it seems like things are crumbling all around us and things are falling apart. Amen. Is it just me? Or do we have a whole lot more days like that anymore? Amen. I guess when we were younger, these youngins here tonight, these young people, they didn't really recognize it because they weren't involved in it as much. But it just seemed like to me that there's more things. It just seems like that's crumbling and falling apart around us. Amen. And I think it's because of a lack of our trust and our seeking of the Lord and establishing ourselves in faith in what He's able to do. Amen. We need to be faithful, and we need to be full of faith, and we need to be faithful to Him because He's faithful to us. He's made us some precious, exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. So we need to have our hearts and our attitudes fixed on Him. In Psalms 112, the psalmist says this. Psalms 112, verse number 7. He said, verse number 6, he said, surely He shall not be moved from forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Amen. Now see what he says here. He said, listen, righteous man, praise God, he's not to be afraid of evil tidings. We're here hearing things coming down the pike, all kinds of evil things and condescensions and all these things that's going on in the world. It would scare you to death if you wasn't a child of God. Amen? If you weren't a child of God, if you wouldn't have your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we know no matter what happens, we're going to be okay. Because God has made us that promise. Can God break His promise? Amen? Can He go back on a promise? No, because He's God. He's immutable. He doesn't change. He don't change His mind. So He said, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Why? How can we go through this world and not be afraid of all the evil that's around us? Here's the answer. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Amen? If your heart is fixed or you're assured, you got your faith, you're trusting in the Lord, praise God. He said, then your heart is fixed. We got to have a fixed heart, amen, trusting in the Lord. Verse number 8, he said, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He said, Lord's going to take care of us, our enemies, whatever it might be. Now, we think a lot of times as our enemy of being an adversary of some kind. I will tell you, it can be cancer, it can be heart disease, it can be the ailments of this world, it can be the afflictions of the flesh, it can be any of those things, praise God. But He said He would take care of us and He would establish us, praise God, that we shouldn't have to be afraid. He'll establish, if we put our trust in Him, amen, because this too will pass. And one day, just a little while, we'll be in the presence of the Lord. Bless His holy name. So He said we have our heart fixed. We have our heart established. That's what makes the difference. Amen? And we know that that's true because the Lord is on our side. I get amen right there? I said the Lord is on our side, yours and mine. Psalms 118, verse number 6. Verse number 5, he said, I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. It's almost like the psalmist said, yeah, the Lord, I called upon the Lord, and He took me out, and He set me in a large place, and he said what the Lord said, hey, watch this. Amen? Because he done trusted in Him, he done called upon Him, he done believed Him, I put His faith in Him. He's just relying on Him. And the Lord picked Him up, put Him in a large place. Of course, in this aspect, it could be even King David being set upon the throne. The mercy of God. I called upon Him in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. And then He says this, verse number 6. He said, the Lord is on my side. Amen. What's He got to be afraid of? What do you have to be afraid of? It's the Lord's on your side. If the Lord's made you these great and exceeding precious promises, He said, the Lord is on my side, I will not be afraid. Amen. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Now, sometimes when I think about that, I don't know why I always do it. But every time I think when the Bible says, I will not fear what man can do unto me, I think about me. I tell you, I'm my own worst enemy. This old body, this flesh shall I live in. What can it do to me? How can it dissuade me? How can it discourage me? Amen? It can. But I've got my faith trusted. I'm like David. I've got my faith trusted in the Lord. I'm not afraid of what this old man can do to me because I know my Lord's bigger than this man. Amen? He is bigger than this man. Praise God. He goes on. He says, verse number 7. He said, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. He said, therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. He said, so, hey, listen. He said, the Lord is going to take my part. So in other words, what he's saying here again, he said, the Lord is on my side, but he ain't on my side just sitting there watching. The Lord is on my side and he's participating. Amen. You'll get that in a minute. You'll have you a spell. Amen. The Lord is not as set. He's just not on your side, but He's participating on your side. In other words, the Lord is in the game. Amen. Praise God. He's in the game. He's in there with you. Whatever you're going through, praise God, He's going through with us. We got to remember. Why? Because that's establishing our trust and our faith in Him. That no matter where we're at, what we're going through, what we encounter, He is there with us. You say, Pastor Jeff, do you really believe that? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't believe that tonight with all my heart, I'd fold this book up, I'd go to the house, and you'd never see me again. Amen? Brother James, I believe that. I believe he's on our side, and he's helping us out. He's on our side, and he's in the game. Praise the Lord. He goes on, verse 13, he said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Amen? Now he said, hey, listen, he said, I know, you know, we go out to the polls and we vote and we elect our leaders. Amen? And, you know, they get up there and they tell us what we want to hear, hoping that we'll go with them. And you don't know if they get in there, if they'll actually go that way or if they'll compromise. Most of them compromise, go a different direction, or persuaded in another direction. But he said, it's better trust in the Lord than it put confidence in men, in man. So I can't put confidence in me. I can't have my confidence in you, but we put our confidence in each other. But we got to have our confidence in the Lord. He said it's better to trust the Lord than put confidence in princes. That's the government. Amen? So we can't put our confidence, our full confidence in the man. We can't put our confidence in the government. He said, who should we put our confidence in? He said, we put our confidence in the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. We put our trust and our faith in Him. Because He's the one that makes that difference tonight. He's the one that pulls it and brings it all together, even for His glory. Amen. He's the one that opens the gate and invites us in. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalms 118. I was reading through these today, boy, I about had me a spell. Yeah, you ain't getting nowhere excited as I did. Amen. Maybe the Lord just given all this to me. But that's all right. I'll take it. But in Psalms 118, verse number 19, he says this. He says, open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. Amen? He said, open the gates of righteousness. That's right in God's eyes. You imagine the gates of righteousness that God would have to open? And then he said, this gate of the Lord. Now, what is the gate of the Lord? That gate's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He is that gate. Praise God. He's that way in, isn't he? He said, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Amen? He said, no man can come farther but by me. That tells me he must be the gate. Amen? Holy Spirit's the gatekeeper. Praise the Lord. Amen. It points you to the gate. Shows you the way in. Amen. Never speaks of himself, but magnifies the Son. He said, the gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Verse number 21, he said, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. Praise God. In other words, that's a present indicative. It says, praise God, the Lord is right now, forever, and shall always be my salvation. Amen. I put my faith and trust in Him. He said, He is the Lord right now, today is my salvation. He's not going to be my salvation, Alex, one day when I die out and go to heaven. Amen. He's not going to be your salvation one day when you pass out of here. He's going to be, He is your salvation right now. Amen. He's who we put our, He's who we stake our eternity on today. Amen. Praise God. He makes that difference. So I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Now watch this, verse 22. He said, the stone which the builders refused had become the headstone of the corner. Amen. The one that they rejected, the one that they didn't like, the one that they denied, the one that they rebelled against, the one that they rebuked, and said, He has become the headstone of the corner. He said, He's that chief building block upon which everything is built. Is there any wonder America's in the mess it is? Is there any wonder that our homes are in a shambled mess that they are? Because we've quit establishing our faith, establishing our homes on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. Amen. He ought to be so prevalent in our homes that everything's about Him. Amen. You want to tell you how to get out from under the loads that we bear? Amen. Just put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Establish our trust, our faith in Him right now tonight. Amen. Forget about everything else, praise God. Just put every bit of our faith in Him. He says, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight, in our eyes. Amen? He said, who did this? He said, the Lord did this. The Lord gave us this opportunity. The Lord brought us into this place. That's why the psalmist would say in Psalms 118:24, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, I think about it every morning when I get up. He said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. It's a day of salvation. Amen? Because he said that he said, and art become my salvation. President Indicative, he said it is, and it has been, it is, and it always will be a salvation that we can count on. He said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? I say that verse every morning I get up. I said, this is the day that the Lord, if it's pouring the rain, if it's snowing, covering everything, it don't matter. It's still the day that the Lord has made. And I just rejoice. Hey, pray, I'm glad I'm still here. Amen? Amen? Old fella said he went to a meeting a few months ago. An old fella, he had been through a lot. Had a lot of issues and had a pretty major stroke, and the Lord brought him through that and some different things, and he went to meeting with these other preachers that knew him. Amen. And people were popping like popcorn, just jumping up and testifying and praising God for this and that and other. And said this whole fella just stood up and wasn't real excited or anything about it, but he said, praise God, I'm glad I'm still here. Amen. And just sat back down. And said, it got real quiet in there for a few minutes. And nobody in that place know who he was talking about, what he was talking about, but those two or three preachers had come with him. They knew where he'd been. They knew what he had been through. They knew what he was talking about. Nobody else did. But praise God, he did. And the Lord did. Amen. And Breach said they just kind of stood there just a minute. And then said they was like, praise God, brother, praise God. Because they knew where he'd been. They knew what God done for him. He was just praising God because he's still here. So I do every morning, Brother Junior, I just praise God because I'm still here. Amen. We ought to be grateful for every day that he gives us. It's a gift, a precious gift from the Lord. Amen. Hey, you young people, it's a gift. Every day is a gift from the Lord. And praise God, use it. Amen. Use it. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Thank Him for it. Amen. You'll be glad you did. And you get the habit of doing that, praise God. It makes you feel good all inside. You get the warm cane, helps, it's all over, praise God, and you don't really care because you feel good. You feel right nice inside. Amen. Praise God. So we see the Lord lays this out there, and He makes us these promises. You say, Pastor, what do we got to do? Establishing in His trust, establishing ourselves in faith. What do we got to do? Peter tells us what we got to do. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 7, does anybody know what that verse says? It says, casting all your care on Him, for He careth for you. Amen. So how do we establish ourselves in trust? How do we establish ourselves in faith in Him? Said, we just start casting all our cares on Him. Amen? Peter said, casting all, not some of them. He said, cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. You said, well, Pastor, that's crazy. Why would we want to burden the Lord down with all our problems? Amen? Your problems are not a burden for Him. Let me just tell you what the devil don't want you to know. Amen? It blesses the Lord's heart when you cast your cares upon Him because it shows Him that you trust Him. Amen. That you trust Him, that you have faith in Him. That you know that He can help you and you believe it. And it blesses His heart. Praise God. Hey, I think it strikes out a new tune in heaven every time we come to the Lord. But Peter says, casting all of your cares, all those worries, all those doubts, all those problems, all those hardship, all that anguish. He said, just cast it on Jesus. Amen. Cast it up into glory unto the Lord because He cares for you. He wants to take care of it. He wants to hear from us. Newsflash. He wants to hear from you. Amen? Individually. Praise God. You say, like that song that we sing, Lord, I cannot bear this burden alone. Amen? Just sing that to Him. Say, Lord, I just cannot bear this burden alone. Amen? And just wait, expecting Him to help you carry the load. Amen? Praise God. He said, take my... He said, I'll swap loads with you. He said, I'll swap burdens with you. He said, you take mine and I'll take yours. Amen? Praise God. He said, I'll carry your load. I'll help you if you'll trust me. Praise God. If we just trust in Him, if we had faith in Him, if we believe in Him, trust Him, rely on Him, adhere to Him. Praise God. God begins to do the rest. How do we establish trust? Or how are we established in trust? By having faith. Amen. By having faith. Praise God. Just a little bit of faith and cast it on the Lord. Established in trust. Trust in who? Trusting in who? Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. Amen? Praise God. The avengers of our enemies. The keeper of our soul. The offering of our of salvation. It's all through Him. He's already done it. The work is finished. Amen? You say, how do you know? Because when He hung on the cross of Calvary, the last thing He said, it is finished. Amen. The work is complete. In other words, that means there's nothing left to do. I praise God just for me and you to put our faith and trust in Him. This whole book is about putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That He can help us through everything that we face. Amen. Ever opposition, ever trial, ever affliction, every wonderful day of praise and giving Him glory. And He gets glory out of it. Praise God. That's what it's about. That's why we come to church. That's why we worship the Lord. That's why we come to get in. Amen.